Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
On today's Dr. Jazz Hour, I'm going to present 11 jazz musicians, all with the first name of Charles or Charlie. All of them were known professionally as Charlie, with one Chuck thrown in the mix. Probably the first Charlie to come to mind would be Charlie Parker. So let's begin with the famous alto saxophonist, born Charles Christopher Parker in 1920 in Kansas City, Kansas. From his Plays Cole Porter album of 1954, here's I Get a Kick Out of You with a quintet. Guitarist Charlie Lee Bird, born in Norfolk, Virginia in 1925, teamed up with Stan Getz and recorded the classic album Jazz Samba in 1962. Here's Antonio Carlos Jobim's Desafinado, which means off-key in English. Swing band leader Charles Daly Barnett was born in 1913 in New York City. Here's the Charlie Barnett Orchestra in 1942 with Duke Ellington's Oh Miss Jackson, vocal by trumpeter Peanuts Holland. Thank you.
Jackson. Oh, Miss Jackson, you sure have got some fine barbecue.
Yes, Miss Jackson,
you have got fine barbecue. Oh, Miss Jackson, your swine spines make divine dinner. Ooh,
fine as wine.
Yes, Miss Jackson, you're divine. Your ribs are like a tonic. They're super leviathanic. They're hyper herculeanic. 'Cause you are the boss with the hot sauce. Oh, Miss Jackson, you sure have got some fine barbecue.
Yes, Miss Jackson,
you have got fine everything.
This Dr. Jazz Hour, we are enjoying music by the Charlies of Jazz. One of the early pioneers of the electric guitar was Charlie Christian, who passed away at 25 from tuberculosis. Born in Texas but grew up in Oklahoma City, Charles Henry was a member of Benny Goodman's Small Combos of 1939 through 41. Here they are in 1941 doing Breakfast Feud, solos by Cootie Williams on trumpet, Goodman on clarinet, Count Basie on piano, Charlie on electric guitar, and Georgie Ald on tenor. Tenor player Charlie Rouse was born in 1924 in Washington, D.C. In the late 50s, he co-led a group with French horn virtuoso Julius Watkins called the Jazz Modes. Here they are in 1959 on The Oblong. Saxophonist Carmine Ugo Mariano was born in Boston in 1923. Here's Charlie Mariano, as was his professional name, in 2006 doing Black Orpheus with a quartet from the album Silver Blue.
Thank you.
This next set of jazz musicians named Charlie on today's Dr. Jazz Hour will begin with bass player Charlie Hayden, born Charles Edward in Shenandoah, Iowa in 1937. In 2010, Hayden recorded Wahoo with the quartet, piano by Alan Broadbent, tenor sax by Ernie Watts, and Rodney Green on drums. There's usually an exception to the rule, and Charles Frank Mangione, born 1940 in Rochester, New York, is ours today, because he had the nickname of Chuck. From Mangione's 1975 release, Chase the Clouds Away, here's Ichano. Chuck on flugelhorn and electric piano, Jerry Nywood on flute and soprano sax, Chip Jackson on bass, and Joe La Barbera on drums.
Thank you.
Jazz musicians with the nickname Charlie are the focus on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Let's begin with trumpet man Charlie Shavers, born Charles James in 1920 in New York City. Here's Charlie with a sextet in 1955 playing Windy. Sax man Charlie Ventura was born Charles Venturo in 1916 in Philadelphia. You'll hear his big band of 1949 with What Do You Say We Go, vocal by Jackie Kane and Roy Kral. And our last Charlie of the day is cheery, chubby Charlie Spivak, born in the Ukraine in 1904. He played piano with his swing band in 1943 on I Used to Love You, vocal by Charlie's future wife, Irene Day. Thank you. Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.